music. So thanks for listening, and tune in next week to Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau's applied for raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once at rage to see the raids no more. Like the video film.
To drive in and get hit by someone going through a red light day. I'm okay, but yeah, I was on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the ravers. And on my way in, took exit 2993 North. The usual red light was at the bottom of the hill. I waited there 5 minutes at a red light or so. And it turned green. And I guess I should have looked to see what was coming because I just went and wham! And I'm okay. Was driving Marie's car. It wasn't my Challenger. And her door's smashed in. But his insurance will have to pay for it all, though. I mean, he did go through a red light, right? I mean, what the heck did I do? It was green. Thought I was going to get a caller. Anyways, this is a crash course for the Ravers where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks. A lot of garage, a lot of punk, a lot of local rock. Your requests at 855-915-9636. Maybe that's what they were waiting for, though. Later in the day, not our usual time for bands, but they couldn't make it in till 2. We're going to have Charmed and Strange. So get ready for some Strange. And I don't know why she hasn't called, but I know Rosie wanted this one. 91.5 MFO. That's right. They can't stop me from doing my show. Send cars flying at me 60 miles an hour. Maybe it was going faster than that. We're 91.5 MFO. Yeah, if you didn't hear the beginning of the show, on my way in, somebody went through a red light and nailed me in my girlfriend's car. And, yeah, the guy was going so fast, it almost knocked me over. I thought he was going to flip over on the upside down. Still a little shaken up about it. And let's see if this is Rosie. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Rosie.
What's happening?
Well, not as much as what's happening with you.
Doing the radio show. What are you talking about?
Poor Brian. Poor Brian.
I know.
I have
a black cloud over me.
You have a black eye?
A black cloud is hanging over me. Everything I do, something bad happens to me.
Well, I have a black cloud, too. But I was going to request Monkey Man.
Mm. Oh. All right. Well, maybe we'll do a Stones block later, because I had I had something up lined up. Something else
you
lined
did?
Up. Huh? Pardon me?
Randy's talking. He doesn't realize we're on the air.
Yeah.
Anyway,
tell him to shut up.
I just said, Monkey Man and, some 60 Stones, and then you pick. I mean, you're the maestro.
Yeah. I'll be thinking of what to do with your Stones block later. But first, I have to get something out of my system, because that was not Bon Scott. And you know I like Bon Scott AC/DC.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
It was a Bon Scott. Yeah. It was a Bon Scott song. But that was like from 2000 or something. Brian Johnson was singing.
Well, that
singing.
Was Brian Johnson.
Right.
And I love Brian Johnson. But it was Bon Scott's song.
I don't like Brian Johnson. He's probably a nice guy.
You don't?
He's probably a nice guy.
He,
but
for one thing,
he constantly looks like he's trying to take a crap, like he's constipated. He drives me crazy the way he looks.
Well, he's screaming.
I think he's trying to poop at the same time.
No, he's not trying to poop. He's trying to get the songs out as best he knows. Bon didn't have that problem.
No. Bon was quite regular.
No, he wasn't regular. Bon was something. He was something else. He was something else. He'll never be forgotten.
All right. Well, let's play something back from
19... Neither will Malcolm Young.
Okay, well, they're all on this.
Malcolm.
All those guys are on this. 1976. You don't think I know about the Young Brothers? My last name's Young.
I know.
You little squealer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I know that song.
We'll do something off Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. Hey, you have a request?
Well, you got...
I'm talking to the audience, Rosie.
Oh, you're not talking to me?
No.
Okay.
If you have a request like wonderful Rosie here does, 855-915-9636 is the number. I'm Brian. We are MFO.
And I'm Rosie.
And what? Yeah, Rosie.
And I'm Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie. You're already a big enough star. You had that dumb program, and then they brought it back, and then you screwed up, didn't you?
No, I didn't screw it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
bye.
Right. Thank you. It's AC/DC on MFO with Bon Scott.
Yay!
Ah, I forgot the song does this. Then it will start up again.
touched before. She said she'd never been this far before. She said she'd never liked to be excited.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
look out.
couple of skips in Funhouse CD, I guess. Or there were skips in the CD when I put it in the system. Yeah. Might have to get another one in there. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. What have you heard since the beginning of the show? The Crash Course for the Ravers show? We started with AC/DC, Let There Be Rock, live version. And then Squealer, Joan Jett doing an AC/DC song, Dirty Deeds. Then Joan Jett and the Blackhearts doing I Wanna Be Your Dog. Then the Stooges themselves, Beyond the Law. And then Loose. And then going out to Ricky down on the street. So I guess that starts a little bit of a request time. We'll play a few requests. Rosie's adamant about doing a Stones block. So we'll start with a real short song and then a couple of really good ones. I'm not sure what this is. Actually, it just says Title Five. And I'm very curious. And I have Charmed and Strange waiting for me downstairs. So they'll play whenever they get ready. I don't know, 2:33, we'll see. And we're 91.5 WMFO, A Crash Course for the Ravers. Here's Stones.
Title 5, take 1.
Remind me never to say that again.
Things that I can't refuse. bones. I ain't got no time to waste away. Lay